Okay, Thursday night here in Colchester, having come out of Colchester Arts Centre, and the world premiere, I don't think is really exaggerating, of You Will Be Rare by local artist Jamie Noakes.
Yep,
so right. Jamie, please, let's explain. So You Will Be Rare, what is the basic premise behind your performance and your artistic project?
Okay. You'll Be Rare is basically, this is a little snappy phrase, which is You'll Be Rare is where you buy as many of one action figure as you can in order to affect its price in the economy and make it rare. I say that a lot, so it becomes a little thing. Basically, it's me buying as many of the figure as I can in order to take hold of the economy, because I feel too many economy giants like Cash for Gold and all of these people are taking over the economy, and it's me. The performance is me trying to encourage people to take it on and take it back.
And what's the figure? So what's the sort of central piece for this current project? It is the wonderful...
Yes, of course. Yeah, the figure is Ram-Man from He-Man 1986. So if you've ever seen if you've got any, I'll make it more expensive for you. There's loads of ways you can help. You can follow us and stuff like that on YouTube. And we do a film each time. So yeah, we're trying to buy as many of Ram-Man from He-Man 1982 from Taiwan as we can.
Yeah, and what I found fascinating was it was just this mixture really of, I think, hardcore economics and with an artistic twist. And so what you're really trying to do is I mean, it's like a sort of children's toy character.
Yep.
I think fairly autistic in itself.
Yeah.
So the idea is that you think, or you have got, perhaps we'll talk about some issues I think we all have with the economy and the way how personally we can really, really change the economy. But it's trying some kind of economic experiment in an artistic form. So try and actually buy as many of these characters as you can.
Yep,
probably, I guess, via eBay, maybe the odd car boot sale. And the idea is that the more that you buy, you raise the value of the commodity.
The less that are out there in the public domain, the more I have, the less anyone else can have. But it's also, on top of that, it's more... The show is an advert, basically. I am selling out the show. Any audience I say, anyone I encourage within the show to get on board and to see the figure as being rare, the more it makes it rare and the more it's more important as a figure and worth more.
Okay, so maybe some sort of hardcore economics here for a Thursday night in Colchester. So how many Ram-Mans do you own, Jamie?
I currently own, well, I did own 109, but I sold one of the show, so I only have 108 now.
Which is quite impressive.
Yep, it's never impressive enough, though. I want to have more and more and more all the time. I've spent, I'm guessing that's going to be your next question. I've spent £960 so far, and ever increasing. And
how many Ram-Mans are out there in the world?
See, Mattel, who made Ram-Man, never released how many they actually made of a figure. I have had estimate. I said about hundreds of thousands before, you know, alluding to a lot more. Someone did on He-Man.org say on a forum that they made 2 million of Ram-Man. I haven't had that verified yet. But also within that 2 million, some will be broken and some it's not. You know, it's been 20 years or so. So might not be around.
So keeping with these figures, or with the actual idea behind the project, do you think, are you managing to actually change the economy for Ram-Mans?
Yeah, the actual element of it as me affecting the price, anyone can affect any price at any point. You just need to start buying as much of it, as you can. So if you, it has to be something that's not in current production, so you affecting buying milk or whatever won't happen. But me buying these figures does affect the price, but it only affects the price for me and costs me more money.
And that's like quantified through you probably seeing on eBay prices varying day by day, week by week. The more you buy, that changes.
Yeah, the more I buy, the more it goes higher and the more people outbid me or try and get more and more and more. You don't know whether someone's bidding on your project for you or they're trying to outbid themselves or stuff like that. Plus, it more shows the economics of eBay. But I've definitely changed the price, regardless of whether I'm buying or not on now, because they used to be 99p and they are about £3 on an average price now. So looking at that, kind of 200% increase.
Okay, so it's a really entertaining show. It's fantastic here at the Arts Centre. Maybe what is the wider context of this? And so I think you probably have proved your point with Ram-Mans, but if we're looking at, you know, the economy in general, really, really uncertain terms as to what's going off here, is there anything we can deduce from your good fun show?
Thank you very much. I think the only... And there's a lot of shows going on about this now, and I've probably come across it from a narcissistic point of view, but I think people have got to remember that they are important in the economy and they can affect the economy and change it. and they have their own rights. So if something goes wrong, or you don't want to pay a price for something, if fuel is too high for you and you don't want to pay it, don't pay it and find an alternative route. Buy a bicycle, buy something else, think of other strategies, just don't sit there and accept it.
That's quite a good message. And all the plugs, and so also it's quite a very interactive online project.
Yep.
First of all, Twitter. What's a Twitter feed?
He said twitter.com, He's a Talent Agency. YouTube.com, He's a Talent. And our website is www.hesaidtalentagency.co.uk, and the projects you will be read.
Okay, we'll put all those links into a blog post which I'll put together. So that's wonderful. So it's been JB Moakes talking about You Will Be Rarer and how you can really, I think, on a sort of fairly comical local level, influence the economy, but then it's got a lot more wider implications. And you'll be hopefully doing the performance again at some stage?
Yeah, hope to tour it, hope to do, we're hopefully doing Edinburgh Fringe and beyond, and yeah, really excited about that, but this is the first showing and the first big show I've ever done. So
what a place to actually launch here in Colchester, a success, I think.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jamie.